Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Markert is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He is the guy who said you can't fight with your boss, and he wrote a book about it. And now he's talking about your clients, and he says you can't fight with your client, and he wrote a book about it. And he's right. Tom is the CEO of Ipsos Loyalty Worldwide, a market research provider to Fortune 500 companies all over the world. He's got a significant background in the marketplace, and he knows what he's talking about. And he's our friend, our new friend, Tom Markert. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Tom. And I was telling the audience just before you got here that just as it's easier to keep a good employee that you already have and much more profitable than it is to let them get away and have to find another one. It's the same thing with customers and clients. It's a lot easier to keep a good one once you have them and a lot more profitable than it is to go out looking for one that you don't have.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, certainly, you know, depending on the kind of business that you're in, but certainly, you know, the market research business that I've been in for a good chunk of my career, getting a new client takes a monumental amount of effort. It can take years of effort by dozens of people to get that client over. So, you know, you're always better off holding on to the business that you have and doing everything that you can to keep your existing client satisfied, because the cost of obtaining that new business is just monumental.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Especially these days, Tom, I mean, making a sales call and, you know, calling on people and getting new business in the 21st century is different than it was when you and I were coming up as young pups a few decades ago.
I'm sorry to say that's true. The U.S. marketplace is just hyper-competitive now in almost every industry. You know, there's always, in the U.S., at least two players in almost every industry now, and it's dog-eat-dog out there. So I think your first comment was the right one. Hold on to those clients that you have by servicing them really well.
Well, you know, Tom, another thing, though, that this actually, as you know, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. And one thing that I think has not been suspended in all this hyperactivity, as you were talking about, in the 21st century, is I still think humans want to find people that they can be loyal to, people that they can trust. And so if you can find somebody that you have that relationship with, if you can maintain that kind of trust and give them a reason to be loyal to you, you can have customers for life.
Well, I think that's right. You know, there's always a baseline of products and services that a company has to, you know, has to provide to their client contractually. But that human element, you know, those people that are servicing that client are just as important. And in fact, I talk about it a little bit in the book. I believe that the people are so important that, you know, when you have missteps as a corporation, you deliver your product late, or there's a shipping error, you know, and those things happen in business. If your people that are working on that client have a really strong relationship with that client, that relationship can get them over some of the bumps that you have, you know, in a business situation with a client. So you can't downplay the importance of people in the human servicing element.
Absolutely, no question about it. And that takes not only training, but also conveying to your people your vision for how customers should be treated.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that is a real sore spot for me in American business today is the word training, because we just don't do much of it anymore. It's, you know, yeah. as companies have downsized and have done, you know, things that they've had to do to turn out, you know, more and more profits and meet Wall Street expectations, one of the things that's certainly fallen off the table is training. Those budgets inside most Fortune 500 companies have been just cut. They've been decimated, and so, you know, we bring employees into the corporation today. We don't properly train them. They have to do all their learning kind of on the job. And it's just not a great environment, and it's really a shame that those training budgets have been cut as badly as they have over the past few years.
You and I've been dancing around something here for a minute or two. I'm going to come right out and say it. It may shock some people, but I think I've been thinking it for a long time, and I have said it before. Wall Street is the enemy of customer care. What do you think?
Well, I think they've made it almost impossible for publicly traded companies. It's really difficult. If you've never worked inside one, you know the thing that you need to know is that it's all about your quarterly results.
Yeah.
You know what your performance is. And by the way, a quarter is 12 weeks, which is not very long. In a cycle of business, but you can't miss your numbers.
This is where small business has an advantage, Tom. Because we don't work off of those quarterly reports like that. We have the opportunity to focus on customers and not worry about, you know, somebody jerking our string because of a quarterly report.
I think that's right. I think that's one of the clear advantages that, you know, a small private non-public company enjoys in the marketplace today. It's a significant thing to deal with inside a publicly traded company to make sure that you hit your numbers every quarter, because, you know, think about it. Sometimes you have to make some investments in the short term to help the business grow in the long term. Yet if you make those investments, oftentimes you'll be punished on Wall Street because you'll have needed money that will cause you to miss a quarter. It's a really difficult cycle.
And so when small businesses wonder how they're going to compete with the big guys, don't worry about competing with them on your array of products or maybe even your pricing. If you can lead with your customer care, your ability to take care of the customer, to love them up, as you talk about in your book, Tom, that's a huge advantage, isn't it?
Huge advantage for a smaller company for really any company, but a smaller company I think sometimes has an advantage of being able to do things a little bit more quickly. They tend to be much more nimble. And certainly, if you can get your servicing right with a client, you will be in very good shape as a business.
Give us your website, Tom.
I actually don't have a website. I'm probably one of the few authors that don't. But
Tom, we got to work on that. What about your other website?
They can. Anybody who's interested in chatting with me can reach me at thomasemarkert@gmail.com.
What about Ipsos? You got a website there?
Yep, it's ipsos.com. Very easy to get to.
The book is called You Can't Fight With Your Client, a very interesting title. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom why he thinks anybody would fight with a client. Does it really happen? It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Tom Markert. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show, my newsletter, and the blog, and articles, and Brain Trust members, lots of stuff there, thousands of archives and articles. The archives you can actually podcast, by the way, so check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is where you can go to get answers right now. You can ask a question and get answers immediately, instantaneously. And so I hope you check that out. Both of our sites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use both of them to your advantage. I hope you'll do that. Check it out today. Tom Markert is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of You Can't Win a Fight with Your Client. Now, Tom, I've been in the marketplace a long time. Duh. I mean, I've known this a long time. You're not supposed to fight with your client. Do people actually do this?
Well, I've seen it happen many, many times, and it's, you know, servicing clients. It's not easy. You know, we're talking about, you know, how servicing has changed over the past 10 or 15 years, and in most businesses today, it's a lot harder than it was 10 years ago. You have to be able to talk to multiple people within a client. Certainly, if you take my background in market research, we used to, 10 years ago, just have to satisfy the needs of the market research community. And that's not true anymore. Our business now touches marketing, it touches sales, it touches trade marketing. You have to know the CEO of the company. And so, you know, depending on the kind of business that you're in, you have to be really an expert at dealing with lots of different disciplines within a client. And certainly you never want to get yourself in a situation where you're having any kind of a disagreement with a client that turns into a fight, because it's a fight you can't win and it's a fight you can never recover from.
Well, exactly. And I'm teasing you, obviously, because I have seen people whose ego was so unbelievably out of control, salespeople, that they could not let the customer win. And of course they'd have marginal success because they had to be right, or they had to, you know, whatever, or they would be so presumptuous about what the customer needed, which doesn't seem like a fight on the surface, but it is a fight when you try to squeeze your customer's round peg into a square hole. I've seen that happen many times before, and it may not look like a fight, but there's a tension of wills there, and you're not going to win, are you?
No, that's right. And there is a boundary there. You know, it's a little bit like the rubber band. You can stretch it and stretch it and stretch it, and eventually it's going to snap. And you know, you can push your relationship with a client to a certain point, but there is some elasticity to it, and you have to be careful that you don't cross that boundary and get to the point where, you know, a debate escalates into an argument, because it's just not something you're going to win with a client.
One of the things that I've learned over the years, Tom, about how to set myself into the kind of relationship, the kind of a setting that allows me to serve my customers, is to ask them this magical question. And I've given it to my audience many times, and I think it's an incredibly effective statement or question. And it's just simply this: what can I do to help you?
It's, you know what, that's a great open-ended question to ask a client, because, you know, clients want you to succeed and they want you to improve. I mean, you know, anybody who's on the supplier side is very important to anybody who's on the customer side. You know, the suppliers help the customers achieve their goals. So the really clever customers want you to succeed. So I think anytime you can throw out a question like, you know, what can I do to help you? You know, usually a good, smart client will come back and give you two or three things that you can do to help them. And, you know, what a great question to ask to make sure that you're working on those things that the client values.
Tom Markert, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called You Can't Win a Fight with Your Client. He's got 50 rules in this book. They're outstanding. Just 50 little tidbits, little nuggets of wisdom on customer care, and absolutely this book needs to be in the hands of your newbies. And the folks who are a little long in the tooth like me can use some dusting up on some things. It's good for them too. Tom, one of the things I like what you said was win over Frosty. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that was one of the rules in the book, and it really talks about, you know, when you get in a situation, which you will in a servicing environment, where you come upon a client or an individual at a client who's very frosty towards you, you know, just doesn't seem to like you, doesn't seem to like your company, and we've all encountered it. And you know, the natural inclination, I think, of a human being in that situation is to run and hide, you know, to get away from that situation and to spend the smallest amount of time that you can with the frosty client. And it's absolutely the last thing that you want to do. When you come upon a client or someone at a client that, you know, is very negative toward you, you got to work on that relationship. You got to figure out a strategy and a way that you can win that person over, because someone at a client site who dislikes you personally or dislikes your company can eventually put a bullet in the relationship.
One of the things I've done in my life is win over a few Frosties, and whenever you win them over, you have a client for life. Once you break through that barrier, they'll be loyal to you forever.
Yeah, and it's funny that, you know, the inspiration for that rule came from someone who worked in the Kraft General Foods organization, who, when I first met him, just didn't like me. And over time, I worked and worked and worked, and now he's a close friend.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great. Thank you very much.
The book is called You Can't Win a Fight with Your Client. Where is it available, Tom?
It's available everywhere, bookstores and certainly all the online retailers as well.
Good job. Tom Markert, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-R-K-E-R-T. Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. We're going to talk about profit right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.